Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to now is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on our next show. So, Pete, first off, what happened with the Freeview and the HD launch thingy? What happened there?
Ah, yes, indeed. So that was our big story in our December show. Freeview HD launched on the 2nd of December. It's only available from the Winter Hill transmitter, which is the one that serves Manchester and Liverpool, and the Crystal Palace transmitter, which serves London.
I must ask, was that the intended audience?
Well, yes, it was. So it's only launching in these first areas initially. Allegedly, by June 2010, it will be available to 50% of the UK, and it's going to be sort of a slow, trickly rollout.
All right, so tell me just a little bit more, but not enough to bore me.
Right, okay. Well, BBC...
I'll have to stop you there.
Thanks. BBC HD is available on Freeview Channel 50, and ITV1 HD, there's a placeholder for it in place on Channel 51. And if you're technically minded, from the Crystal Palace transmitter, which is where we are, you can find it on UHF Channel 31. You bored yet?
I'm partially stimulated.
So, were you watching the launch of Freeview HD then?
Of course I did. I saw the Queen with her bottle of champagne. I name this lawn!
So did you?
No, of course not.
No, nor did anybody else.
Oh, that's all right then. I wasn't the only one that didn't attend. There's me thinking I didn't get the red carpet treatment again.
Well, the launch on the 2nd of December was what they're calling a technical launch, not a consumer launch. And the reason nobody watched it is because there are no set-top boxes or TVs out there that are yet capable of getting Freeview HD.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me everyone was as technical as me out there, so that's why no one was there.
So the consumer launch is scheduled for March or April of 2010, and that's by then hopefully some boxes will be available.
So what exactly is happening with these boxes?
Well, as I say, nothing available yet. We understand that a Korean firm called Kaon or something along those lines could have the first box out by Christmas 2009, but we doubt it. We've actually had some news in of the one that everyone's waiting for, which is the Humax Freeview HD box. That's called the Humax HD Fox T2. Catchy title.
Yeah.
And that allegedly will be out in the first 2 or 3 months of 2010. It's going to be priced around £170, which for a Freeview HD box, possibly a bit pricey. And apparently this Humax HD Fox T2 will also play media from an external hard drive or a USB memory stick, which will actually make it quite a handy addition for the lounge. You can copy a film onto a memory stick, plug it in and watch that way as well. And it may even support streaming video.
Fantastic.
The other box that's allegedly due out soon is a Philips-branded Pace box. We can expect this in April-May 2010.
Fantastic. So any other juicy news for us?
Yeah, sticking with HD, a couple of new channels have popped up. E4 HD on Sky Channel 215 and MGM.
What do you mean?
That's... That's the one. MGM HD has popped up on Sky Channel 345. All the old movies, the old MGM Metropolitan... Who is it? Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer? So all of those old films have been digitally remastered in HD and are available on Sky Channel 345.
Well, it'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
That now makes 37 of your HD channels available on Sky. Pretty impressive.
Very impressive. And I was there at the beginning.
Yes, some other news. BT Vision has just released a new set-top box.
Ooh, silver. It's got blue writing on it.
What you're looking at there is a picture of the old one. So that's the existing BT Vision box with its silvery curviness.
I like that one.
And here's the new one.
Don't want that one.
Describe.
Well, it's black. It's got a bigger remote. Well, it appears to be bigger, although it looks very similar in design. It's just a big black box now, and it's got a little hole at the bottom there for an SD card or something.
That's the viewing card for ESPN. What do you think it adds over the old version?
The colour black.
And? So what extra functionality do you think this will add?
On-off switch.
There's been rumours of BT bringing out a new box for a while, and we were all hoping that maybe it would come with a DVB T2, which is what you need for Freeview HD, but seemingly not. Basically, all that's new with this box is a new colour. It's the sort of shiny black to match the home hub, and some minor changes to the components, which make it 12% more energy efficient.
So I was right. Black.
Sadly, yes. So the new BT Vision box is available for free until the 15th of January 2010, only to new customers.
What about existing customers?
No, they can't get one.
Well, that's a little bit, isn't it?
It is, just a little bit. There's a lot of people on various forums a little bit upset that they can't get a new one of these boxes. But given that all it does is sit there and looks black, people aren't really missing much, I wouldn't have thought. So this is out, as I say, free until the 15th of January 2010. You get it free if you sign up to any of the BT Vision viewing packs. And it's very nice and shiny.
Well, that's all right then.
Final piece of news for you, Freesat has got some new channels. It's got the Food Network on channel 405 with a Food Network Plus One on 406. You're excited, aren't you?
Well, especially this time of year. How do you cook your turkey?
There's also a few new adult channels talking about birds. Babe Station and Filth TV up in the 800 number range.
Do you think they'll help you in stuffing your bird as well?
Do you think we should move on swiftly? Should we do some feedback?
Yes, less of your silliness. Let's move on. Let's hear from Alan Hart. What's he got to say?
You tell me.
Hi guys, a couple of news slash info snippets for you that you didn't make into the podcast. So first of all, did you hear about TiVo coming back to the UK? Yes.
Yes, TiVo is dearly loved by almost everyone that owned one. And our Alan here still has one of the original ones, the UK model, even though it's 7 years old, standard def, and now on its second hard drive.
Gosh, there's a man with retro equipment.
There you go. So TiVo, you up to speed with TiVos?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you can say TiVo as much as you like. It still won't mean a thing to me. It sounds like some sort of pressure cooker.
Is that TFL you're thinking of, perhaps?
Ah, so everyone's into their TFL. Pressure cooking is back on.
The TiVo is a PVR, one of these hard disk recorders, one of the first, and it was absolutely huge in the US. If you watch some of the early Friends shows, for instance, you'll hear them saying, let me TiVo that. And it's basically the equivalent of the Sky Plus. So where we now say you can Sky Plus it, TiVo was the buzzword. It did come over to the UK, but it's not anywhere near as huge as Sky Plus was. But as Alan points out, Virgin Media has announced that they will be doing a V Plus box with TiVo software. It's due in 2010, and okay, it's not great for those without cable, but those on Virgin Media may well be very excited to see the return of the TiVo.
Right, the return of the Mac, really. So if I said I'm going to go and TiVo my Christmas pudding, that doesn't mean I'm steaming it.
I don't know what he's on. Anyway, Alan also talks about our Wi-Fi hotspots feature. He says, your piece about BT OpenZone et al, a couple of extra points for you.
The iPhone free BT OpenZone access is increasingly useless, as it doesn't include access to phone spots,
which have the same SSID. So probably well over half the open spots won't work, meaning when your iPhone actually logs on to a BT OpenZone connection, chances are it won't actually give you internet connections.
That's no good, is it?
Alan's absolutely right. He says this is in some ways worse than having no BT OpenZone access at all, because your iPhone would quite happily have switched over to 3G if it weren't for all these broken hotspots.
So it's off to Starbucks then.
Yeah, and another point we did miss from our last show, Starbucks are actually offering free Wi-Fi access on their hotspots for anyone that gets hold of a Starbucks loyalty card. Mine's a Wappuccino.
Some listener help needed now. Andy Berry asks,
I have an iBlueOn Bluetooth transmitter that fits into the headphone socket of my iPod so that I can listen to podcasts, hopefully including ours, without wires while walking. However, the BlueOn transmits in Bluetooth 2.0 A2DP, and standard Bluetooth headsets won't work. I eventually got some iBlueOn Bluetooth stereo headphones, which do work, but does anyone know of any low-cost Bluetooth headsets with just one earpiece that will work with A2DP? He doesn't want stereo for podcasts, which is a shame, because we've got some good stereo going on, haven't we?
We've got masses of good stereo going on in ours.
But I do need the other ear for traffic, he says. So if anybody out there can help us,
please get in touch via our website or text us on 07882 043521.
Not enough of you texting us. Please send us a text. We've got a good email in from Phil Roberts talking about Freeview HD that we mentioned at the start of this update. He says, and it's a bit controversial this one, he says, hello guys, we have a high definition enables TV and we are located in the Winter Hill transmission region. He was delighted to hear that Freeview HD starts in December, however less pleased to discover that there's no Freeview HD equipment available until spring 2010. He says,
why broadcast Freeview in HD before anyone can receive it? My suspicion is that the equipment manufacturers are influencing or controlling this.
Bit of a conspiracy theory going on here. He says they want to sell us more Freeview equipment, set-top boxes, DVD recorders, Freeview hard disk recorders, at a time of the analog switch-off, then offer us HD-enabled boxes in spring 2010 in time for the World Cup. So Phil is saying basically everyone's gone out and switched over to Freeview. Now everyone's being asked to switch over to Freeview HD. Is it just a ploy and a con by the manufacturers? What do you think?
Well, I it's hard to say, isn't it? But it does seem that they're looking for a way to sell more technology at times. And, I mean, the mini disc player, I mean, what was that about? It came in and then it went. What was the point of that? It replaced the cassette deck with something just as equally bad and then went on to MP3. Why didn't we move straight to MP3? What was that about? Am I some kind of cynic? I think there's something going on here.
Conspiracy theories abound. So, of course, Phil, you don't actually have to go and get yourself Freeview HD. It's not entirely compulsory. But, yes, a lot of people do want to do it. What I would warn is there's been recent coverage of something called Ultra HD, which could be the next improvement on HD. So, yes, by the time you've all got yourself Freeview HD TVs, Ultra HD will be upon us, and then 3D TV, and then holograms.
Are you going on?
Email.
Let's have a look at what Neil McLaren has to say.
Neil got in touch to say he's just spotted a site that lists old TV schedules from years past. So I've got my laptop here. The address we've been given is thetvroomplus.com.
Oh, fantastic. I'll find out what I've missed.
There you go. Okay, so we've logged in here. Basically, this has a list of all the TV channels going back sort of tens of years, so you can see what was on telly at a certain time and date.
Ooh, come on then.
Should we give it a go? What do you reckon? Let's have a... Do you want BBC One?
Nah, Channel 4. Always more interesting. How about, I know a good vintage, 1986 goes down a treat.
Okay, let's have a look. So we clicked on Channel 4. Right, so there's a whole list right the way back to November 82, up to scrolling down, oh, almost up to date, actually, okay. So what was it, 86? 86?
Yep, that would do.
Okay, give me a month.
August. August 86.
Right, let's have a look. Oh, here we go. Okay. So, European Athletics, Solid Soul, Book Choice, Chart Show, What the Papers Say, Bandung File. Bandung File? What's Bandung File?
I've no idea. I don't recognise any of these. You're sure in the right country.
Something called What Do These Old Films Mean?
The Cosby Show. Now we're starting to talk my language. Oh, and the Golden Girls. That was one of your favourites, wasn't it? You were a big fan of them, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely not.
You liked the clothes they wear, didn't you? Didn't you used to buy what they had? I'm sure you did. You used to wear it at the weekends.
You've got a wig like, what's the name out of the Golden Girls, haven't you?
I don't know what you're talking about because I've never seen it.
The one that gets me here is 10:30 Budgie. What was Budgie? No idea what Budgie was. Then Athletics and Close Down. Do you remember when tellies used to close down, used to switch off at night and recharge their batteries or whatever they used to do?
No, the little people were inside used to go to sleep, didn't they?
So there you go. This is fascinating. A nice bit of history. If you're into your nostalgia, have a look at thetvroomplus.com. Excellent. Thank you very much, Neil, for suggesting that one to us.
And now a podline call.
Yeah, time to blow our own trumpet. Are you ready for it?
Oh, hello, my name is Lyndon, and I'm calling from a place called Ruislip in Greater London. Just saying that I've heard your podcast on the Olympus LS11. Well, I'm in the market for a device like this, and I've looked at quite a few of them. I really just wanted to say that your review, which I've just listened to online, is absolutely terrific, and I shall certainly peg your site as a favourite one to come back to every now and again. So well done, and terrific stuff. Really enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work, as they say. I'm sure that's been said many times.
Do you feel like you did a good job? That was your first venture into serious podcasting.
I don't think people appreciate my serious tones. I mean, me with knowledge, information and understanding. Oh, it's still not going to go down well, is it? I mean, really?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. Yes, if you did miss it, the Olympus LS11 review, with Carl actually in charge for once doing a serious review. Have a look on our website if you've missed it.
I bet you they won't. I'll tell you what, if they do, you should send a text in or an email. Tell us whether you've heard it. I bet you won't. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, so get in touch. Remember, you can email us via our website, or you can text us on 07882 043 521, or even Twitter us. Our ID is FrequencyCast.
Okay, thank you very much. So that's it for this update. Our next full-length show is due out on the first of the next month. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to get in touch and to sign up for news updates. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology, due out on the 1st of January 2010, no less. Please tell your friends about us and spread the word, like lemon curd.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.